Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 10, verse number 17. Sitata patram jagraha mukta dhamma vibhusitam ratnadandam gudakesha priya priyata mayas priya priyata masyaha. At that time, Arjuna, the great warrior and conqueror of sleep, who is the intimate friend of the most beloved Supreme Lord, took up an umbrella, which had a handle of jewels, and was embroidered with lace and pearls. Purport by Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gold, jewels, pearls, and valuable stones were used in the luxurious royal ceremonies. They are all nature's gifts and are produced by the hills, oceans, etc., by the order of the Lord. When man does not waste his valuable time in producing unwanted things in the name of necessities, by so-called development of industrial enterprises, they are now using pots of gutta percha instead of metals like gold, silver, brass, and copper. So I assume gutta percha means plastic. I'm not sure. Ever hear this term before, gutta percha? Huh? Can we look that up on the internet? Gutta, G-U-T-T-A-P-E-R-C-H-A. They are now using pots of gutta percha instead of metals like gold, silver, brass, and copper. They are using margarine instead of purified butter. And 1/4 of the city population has no shelter. Hey, that's true in Seattle. Wow, how about that? GUTTA-PERCHA. Huh? Latex. Is latex a type of plastic? It's a plant? Is it rubber? Okay, so it's a type of plastic. Derived from rubbers. Rubber. Okay, well, it's almost a natural product. The way they derive it may not be natural, but yeah. Okay, so it's a type of plastic, right? Did it mention plastic there? What? Okay, so thermo means heat, but plastic, it's a type of plastic.
Thermoplastic substance.
Yes, good, okay. And they are using margarine instead of purified butter, and 1/4 of the city population has no shelter. Wow. Okay, homelessness. Okay, so now we go on to the next one. Uddhava and Satyaki began to fan the Lord with decorated fans, and the Lord, as the master of Madhu, seated on scattered flowers, commanded them along the road. So the Lord is holding, Arjuna is holding an umbrella for the Lord. Let's see. At that time, Arjuna, the great warrior and conqueror of sleep, who was the intimate friend of the most beloved Supreme Lord, took up an umbrella which had a handle of jewels and was embroidered with lace and pearls. Uddhava and Satyaki began to fan the Lord with decorated fans, and the Lord, as the master of Madhu, seated on scattered flowers, commanded them along the road. Text 19. It was being heard here and there that the benedictions being paid to Krishna were neither befitting nor unbefitting, because they were all for the Absolute, who was now playing the part of a human being. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Well, first, just to mention a little bit about the purport in text 17. Gold, jewels, pearls, and valuable stones are made by nature. They don't need to be, well, of course, nowadays they make artificial pearls and artificial so many things, but they are nature's natural gifts. Whereas industries are making things out of plastic instead of using the natural gifts of gold, silver, brass, and copper. And they're using margarine or hydrogenated oils instead of purified butter. Okay. So the reason he mentions that one-fourth of the population has no shelter is because when people start developing industries and machines, they put people out of work. They replace the workers with the machines. I mean, you need some workers to run the machines, but the machines will create unemployment, definitely, 100% sure. So instead of just depending on the natural things that nature makes, and especially in profusion when people are following the rules and regulations of spiritual life, they start producing imitations of the natural things artificially in factories. And although the factories employ people, but actually it creates unemployment also, because the machines can work 24 hours a day. They don't get Medicare, Medicaid, and they don't go on strike, you know. Purport to text number 19. At places, there were sounds of Vedic benediction aiming at the personality of Godhead. So that, in other words, people were reciting Vedic mantras as the Lord is passing by. The benedictions were fitting in the sense that the Lord was playing the part of a human being, as if a cousin of Maharaj Yudhisthira. But they were also unfitting because the Lord is absolute and has nothing to do with any kind of material relativities. He is nirguna, or there are no material qualities in him, but he is full of transcendental qualities. In the transcendental world, there is nothing contradictory. Whereas in the relative world, everything has its opposite. So that's an important point, because there are differences from the spiritual world and the material world. In the material, the spiritual world, because the absolute energy and control of Krishna, there's no dualities. There are no dualities. In the material world, there's always dualities because of imperfection. So something that is bad can be good in the spiritual world. And something that is good in the material world can also be good in the spiritual world. So there's only goodness in the spiritual world, but in the material world there's goodness and badness. Now, this is a hard thing to understand for most materialistic people. But if we carefully read Bhagavatam, we'll see that due to Krishna's infinite powers, even bad things are good. Well, what would be considered bad in this world is actually pure and transcendental in the spiritual world. Okay. In the relative world, white is the opposite conception of black, but in the transcendental world, there's no distinction between white and black. Therefore, the sounds of benedictions uttered by the learned Brahmanas here and there appear to be contradictory in relation with the Absolute Person, but when they are applied to the Absolute Person, they lose all contradiction and become transcendental. One example may clear this idea. What he means is one example may clarify this idea. Lord Shri Krishna is sometimes described as a thief. He is very famous amongst his pure devotees as Makkana Chora. He used to steal butter from the houses of neighbors in Vrindavan in his early age. Since then, he is famous as a thief. But in spite of his being famous as a thief, he is worshipped as a thief, whereas in the mundane world, a thief is punished and is never praised. Since he is the Absolute Personality of Godhead, everything is applicable to him, and still, in spite of all contradictions, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, everything is coming from Krishna, everything belongs to Krishna, everything is meant to be used in Krishna's service. So, therefore, he does no wrong by stealing the butter of the gopis and from the neighboring gopis, because it already belongs to him, right? And it is made from his energy, and it is meant to serve him. Whereas if somebody owns a car, let's say Paramananda Prabhu has a car outside, which he does, and some thief comes and steals the car, Paramananda will call the police to get that thief arrested, you see. But if Paramananda is in the spiritual world and he has a car and Krishna steals his car, Paramananda says, "Glories to the Lord. It's his car anyway, you know, and I'm so happy he can use the car that I was using." So that's a difference in the material world and the spiritual world. Okay, so therefore the main point is, in the transcendental world there's nothing contradictory, whereas in a relative world everything has its opposite. So there's this one English poet named Coleridge, a very famous English poet, and he wrote one poem, and in many of his poems he used the example of eating, this is an example, eating a hot chili so that you can appreciate more the taste of cold wine. Because the coldness of the wine and the wine itself sort of make you forget the burning hotness of the chili. So that type of imagery is typical of this material world, where there's a dichotomy, or there's a contradiction between heat and cold, happiness and distress. So poets will write things like that. But like, for example, this famous poet, Yeats in Ireland, he said, two people had a discussion about the Bible. Anyway, it's something like that. Two people were discussing I forget the exact rhyme. Two people were discussing wrong and right. One saw black and one saw the white. So that's something like that. So in other words, two people are talking about the same subject, but one sees it one way and another person sees it another way. So that's the nature of the material world. It's contradictions all the time. Like, for example, President Trump has come up with so many different ways of mitigating the problems of the coronavirus. So then the opposite politicians, Democrats, they say, well, this is not right. You know, you should do it like this. You know? So immediately this contradiction. And everything he's done is what they're advocating. Or so if it's the same thing they're advocating, they'll say, well, he didn't do enough of it. Right? So you see, that's the material world. It's always full of contradictions. Okay. Are there any questions about this? Then we'll stop right there and continue tomorrow on text 20. Yes. Gutta percha. What?
In
well, it's preferable, but I mean, if we had gold and silver plates, it would attract a lot of thieves. So, previously there was so much gold and silver. Like, for example, this one very ancient Rajasuya sacrifice was performed, and in the time of King Yudhisthira, when he had to perform it, he asked his brothers to go and find or accumulate wealth. Right? So it's explained here in the Bhagavatam that Arjuna went up to the Himalayas and where there was an ancient sacrifice that was performed, and all the plates, all the gold plates were there. So they just collected them and brought them to Hastinapur to perform the Rajasuya sacrifice. So you see, people, there was no like hoarding in ancient times because there was so much opulence. They didn't have to hoard anything. But today, gold and silver and things like that are sort of considered precious metals, and they're hoarded. But in order to give something in profusion for the mass of people, they make things out of plastic, which are really cheap. Yeah, there was no environmental downturn. It's plastic everywhere, junk all over the place. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.